Blog Talk Radio. very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he.
Later that year, Dr. King brought his anti-war message to the Mike Douglas Show, where he defended his views against some surprisingly tough questions from the affable host and an equally unlikely adversary, singer Tony Martin. Here is Dr. King in his historic appearance, which seems remarkably relevant after 40 years.
Tony, our next guest is the winner of the Nobel Prize for Peace and perhaps the foremost spokesman for the nonviolent faction in the American Negro Civil Rights Movement. His recent speeches and sermons urging Negroes not to fight in Vietnam have initiated a verbal argument among prominent Negroes that threatens to split the civil rights movement wide open. Would you please welcome a very outstanding and controversial gentleman, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I said to Dr. King, I ought to put you right in the middle. I wasn't thinking. You've been put in the middle quite often,
right,
haven't you?
That's very right.
Dr. King, why did you decide to urge Negroes not to fight in Vietnam?
Well, I think my view has been a little distorted at that point. I haven't only urged Negroes not to fight. I feel that the war is so unjust, so abominable, so futile and bloody and costly that nobody should be fighting there. I haven't limited my concern to just the American Negro, although I know we are dying in disproportionate numbers there, and we are on the losing end both there and at home, because as long as the war in Vietnam continues, social problems will inevitably suffer here at home.
Well, don't you think that your remarks have created doubts about the Negro's loyalty to his country?
Well, some people may feel that. I don't think our loyalty to the country should be measured by our ability to kill. I think our loyalty to the country should be measured by our ability to lead the nation to higher heights of democracy and to the great dream of justice and humanity.
You honestly feel, Dr. King, that the war in Vietnam could be stopped now without harm to this country?
Well, there are two ways to deal with it. One is a unilateral withdrawal. I don't oppose that because I feel that this is a possibility. After all, France withdrew unilaterally from Algeria. It withdrew without a military victory.
Mm-hmm.
And this did not lessen France's prestige or influence in the world. If anything, it increased its prestige
in the world. But France is not the power that this country is.
Well, I think that's an even greater reason why we should restrain our power. There's always the danger that any nation will abuse its power. And I think our power must be much more than military power. We don't need to prove to the world or anybody our military power. I think we've got to prove our moral power.
Do you feel that this nation has abused, as you say, their power?
Oh, I certainly do in the war in Vietnam. I have no doubt about that. I'm not saying that it was done with evil motives in mind. I think we made a huge miscalculation. And when you make a mistake, you ought to confess it. One of the great things about President Kennedy was that he said to the world, to his closest advisors, that he made a mistake in the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba, and he said, I never should have listened to the experts. And I think the time has come now for our leaders to say that we've made a grave mistake in Vietnam, and we ought to take the initiative in bringing an end to this conflict, if not through a unilateral withdrawal, at least through a negotiated settlement. And I think there are things that we can do to create the atmosphere for negotiations.
You know, Dr. King, my first question, when you said it was, you didn't say it was inaccurate, but you said it was a misunderstanding that you didn't advise just Negroes not to fight in Vietnam. But I think it was interpreted that way. Now, how about the heroic Negroes already in Vietnam? Don't your remarks belittle their accomplishments?
Oh, not at all. I have nothing but admiration for the bravery of those who are engaged in the kind of sacrificial and suffering situation that they are in. I'm not dealing with their particular situation in terms of fighting. I'm trying to do something, trying to lead us somewhere that will bring an end to what I see as a terrible and a very tragic war, which is damaging the image of our nation here and abroad.
May I ask you a question?
Yes.
Don't you feel that perhaps the parents of the boys who are now currently in the operation in Vietnam might not be in amity with your civil rights movement now because of your...
I doubt that. I doubt that very seriously. I can't overestimate the amount of discontent in the Negro community over the war in Vietnam. I haven't seen any loss of support in the Negro community.
I don't mean just in the Negro community. I mean there are many, many of the Caucasians who are with the civil rights movement as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you're not disengaging yourself, how you feel about those who have their sons in Vietnam now.
Well, there again, I think two things are important here. First, I think that the things that I'm saying and the things that I'm trying to do and all of the people in the peace movement are trying to do are really geared toward bringing the boys back home. In other words, we are trying to prove to be their best friends by doing something to bring about the climate that will bring an end to this war. Secondly, anyone who is committed to civil rights would not withdraw that commitment as a result of someone in the civil rights movement taking a stand against the war in Vietnam. And if they do, then they were not with it in the beginning. You stand up for what is just because it is just and right. I think it was...
This morning with my mind on freedom, stepped in front of my door, and the birds were serenading me, baby. They were singing. And I said, good morning, birds. They were singing, they were singing, they were singing. Remind me of the song that I come to the garden alone, where the dew is still on the roses. Lord, he said, in part of they got a verse in there that said, his voice so sweet that the birds hush their singing. But I tell you, if God did not have the birds singing this morning, they were serenading. Nature's something, y'all. You're looking for God, you better go to nature. I guarantee you can find God in nature. I guarantee you that's how you find stuff. If you want to understand God, I don't understand you. I got some out of my brain with this black hole. I just not have so much been going on. I had a hard time, you know, the guy that was talking about Mellon and other stuff that I had on a couple of years ago. I'm going to have him back on to really discuss this whole black hole thing and our relationship to the earth and who we are as a people and the melanin stuff that's in our body and the importance of it and the relationship of the melanin to the
black hole. But that's a whole other discussion. I tell y'all, we finally came to the show with the anniversary. Courtney, wake up over there. Courtney went to see Roy Ayers last night. I couldn't go. Because if I had gone to see Roy Ayers, I would not have been here this morning because I know they was jamming late. I don't think Roy Ayers got hit the stage about 10 o'clock, huh? 10 o'clock, that's late. And I was at home in the bed. I went to see Annie. I want to thank everybody who came out. We had a packed house at Annie last night. And I hope that Mary Green Black Expo was packed. We got enough black folks in here to support everything. We do know that today is the day for the final gala. We kicked it off last night with the anniversary with Roy Ayers. And I don't know whether any tickets are still available. Courtney, is any tickets still available for people to get? It is? I don't know, but you can check and see. And I don't know whether you call 336-3435 to see is any available. I don't know. Whether you can call the Chicago Theater to see. I don't know. How you can do it and what's going on, because I don't know what's available. I was talking to one of my daughters, or sons, one of my children. We always talking. And I was telling them that if every black business in the city of Chicago just bought two tickets or giving donations for two or send somebody, just imagine how strong that would have been and how strong of a statement that makes. You know, you can't just be black for black to support you. Black thing is a round thing where you support each other. You can't say black by convenience, support me because I'm black, and then I don't support nothing that's black. It's kind of, you know, we have to really talk about that. Even when you think about the Harold Washington Culture Center, just think what happened if every black business person would give a donation to the Harold Washington Culture Center. And the people in the community would just get $5 or $10. It'll be over with our struggle that we're having. That's all we have to do. If every minister decide one Sunday they're going to collect some money on behalf of Harold Washington to help us burn our mortgage. Think how that would be. The only black home theater in the country of that magnitude. You know, and just think about it. That's just one thing, economics. But the other thing is, we're going to listen to you a lot today, and we're going to be playing some of our songs. But, you know, I had some concerns. When they were talking about the community, CPS had community groups to patrol consolidated schools. You know, and my concern is that's almost like, you know, that's almost like how they buy us off for pennies. Those little pennies based off of what they're going to be making. You know, it's, you know those guys you be seeing on the corners around our neighborhood, and some of them I wouldn't even trust to be out there watching no children. You don't know what they're doing or what they're into. They said they had already spent some money with the guys you see on the corner now, and they're talking about giving some more money. Put these folks, they said they're going to add $8.4 million to the program to what they've already spent. $8.4 million. Come on. It sounds like a lot of money, but it's really like a buyout program, buy people off. My concern is, who are these people that's getting this money? Is it the schools? I mean, is it these community organizations? Will it be the churches? Who's getting this money to filter this money through them to put the kids just on the corner to them a safe passage? That doesn't make, you know, more safe passage vendors. That just sounds so uncommunity, safe passage. You got to pay black men to come out here and protect our children, safe passage. It's really another way to buy folks off and make them be quiet. They've already spent 7.7 or something like that. They said it was spin by 7.7. And they added an 8.4 million to the program. This was in the Sun Time, March 27th, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week with y'all. Safe Passage. I think that we need to find out who's getting the money. And then you can find out why so many people are quiet. And how much of that money they get and put into administration and how, and give the kids who standing on the corner. Some of them I wouldn't even, I tell you, some of them I wouldn't put there no safe passage. And some of them I wouldn't trust my kids to come past because they might be after some of them. But to pay that, that's another way of buying people off. We just get bought off for pennies. Safe passage. Black men, you don't need to be paid that little money. They got the kids out there, safe passage, whoever they have out there. So the school, the only thing I didn't, last week Karen said, tell the kids don't go to school in September. You can't jump over now and go to September, Karen, if you're listening. The strategy have to keep going on. And then if you get to September, then the strategy, hopefully you will have won your victory by then, because if you go right to September, people think that you have not, that you don't think you can win. They went on a tour yesterday, Thursday, with some elected officials, community people, to show where the children had to walk from. I don't know. I didn't see the results. Maybe somebody saw some. Reverend Hatchett, Marcia Hatch, and Reverend, Reverend Ira Ari, and some Reverend Jakes and a group of black ministers stood with the students and the parents. The sad thing about this is that these folks are doing whatever they want to us. It's a whole new thing. It's a thing like, shut up, take it, sit down. Don't do nothing. Yeah, Barbara Bennett says she's not a racist. She might not be a racist, but she's doing racist things. And we can be used sometimes by other folks. I hate to see Barbara Bennett out there fighting and talking this stuff, giving Ron a pass, Ron. You really something else, man. The move is racist. What they're doing is racist. The whole educational system is set up racist. And nobody have told us. And we got to dial down the rhetoric and start getting some answers. How many students going to be in those classrooms? What are you comparing it with? Let me look at one of these other schools that you have that's very, very successful. How many students are in those schools? What kind of resources do they have? I saw Mayor Emanuel at the Urban Prep. And one thing he needed, he was really happy with those students. But Rahm, Mayor Emanuel, if you're listening, or if your people are listening, they need to understand one thing. There's a lot of black men in Urban Prep. And what we've done to the school system now is that we have gone from 47% black people to 11% and 1% black men. When Mayo merged with Wells, great black principal down there, he's a great man, turning that school around, I think the Mayo staff is going to get displaced. That black man will be gone. So, you know, that doesn't faze me when Ms. Bennett get on there. TV and say, I whore that. No, you can say whatever you want to. This is wrong. This is not caring for our children. This is emotion. It's arrogant to say that it's all over with. It doesn't matter. We're going to do this. If the black community take this, shame on you. And it's not just this. There's a whole lot of stuff that's going on here with our community. A whole lot. The tragic thing about our community is that we have, I call it organized chaos. Organized chaos, whereas our community is so chaotic, people move on us. You know, they're trying to make sure we only have the neighborhoods and not a community. We're just getting this, you know. I went back to read The Destruction of Black Civilization by Chancellor Williams. I had to look back at that. I had to look at, reread Michelle Alexander book where she was talking about the new Jim Crow. This stuff is what's going on with black folks. It's not just in the city of Chicago, but but across the country. And you should look up, and the thing, they have Barbara Bird Bennett doing a commercial all over the television, and when you do your go on your email, she pops up. You know, they're trying to do a campaign similar to that one that put our president in, I guess. And they're trying to do this campaign, and it's to psych our people out. I don't think that this is a good move, and don't let folks make you feel like, well, why you let them stand in the first place? It's not a good move. And we're getting ready for the summer. Last week we had our children downtown on Mag Mile. I saw some of those little girls look like they got caught up in something. But it was interesting because we don't have that many black folks on Mag Mile. But they went to, everybody interviewed except for one was black people. Said, we don't want them down here. Well, you down there. And you heard the alderman immediately jumped out and said, oh, no, we got to do something about this. And, you know, when you ride through our community, it gives you the feeling almost like a police state. And I don't just mean from, it's like a strange feeling in our community. And it's not good. That's why I'm going to get Wade Noble on. We're going to talk about this whole psychological thing, this trauma that our babies are being put through right now and all the stuff that's going on with us. So this is kind of open today where we're going to talk. We're going to talk about the schools. If you want to buy some tickets, you can go on Ticketmaster and our Chicago Theater and see if they have any tickets left. And see, I don't know, I'll be there tonight. It's going to be really good. Melody has put together a very good program for you. You're going to love it. I got a chance to have a sneak preview of the video. You're going to love that. So make sure you get to see that. So let's talk about our babies, y'all. Let's get ourselves together here. We got a lot to do. This is the largest closing in the nation, and everybody's talking about us around the country. You know, they said the only one that was larger was the Hurricane Katrina. This is something we've been moved on in a big way. And you need to look at, I think Barbara Bird Bennett stepped down off that board. I think she stepped down at the end of the month. The Broad Board, B-R-O, is B-O-A-R-D, I think, B-R-O-A-D. I got to think of the name of it again. I'll get it to you. That she was part of, and they've been sending her around the country to do these school closing. And they got certain things they say that you say in order to close them. And I'm sorry, Ms. Bennett. I am so sorry that you're being used like this. The woman, I tell you, take your sugar pill, the woman who gave the Tuskegee experiment would not have happened if it was not a black woman giving them the sugar pill. And black women, I'm calling on Miss Bennett to be like Shapur and Poor. The king said, kill the black boys or kill the black children, get rid of their minds, and Shapur and Poor were women who stood strong for black babies. I don't think that Barbara Bennett is doing what's correct for these black babies, regardless of what she said, because there's not a comprehensive anything. And I didn't particularly care about looking at he and the men. Clark last Sunday. It's sad because these people who are really pushing this stuff, they have their own. Even the folks who came out pushing for it, it's for their own stuff. It's for what they're getting for themselves and not for the whole. If people know how to get money with a purpose and to have built these communities to bring this money back, rather than they get money, some of our people, not all, they'll get money, and then they treat our people like like we like a welfare, like a you know, social worker aspect, not like an aspect of, this is my community that I come from, I'm going to go help rebuild it. It's, I'm going to come over there and do a little social worker stuff, and y'all should be glad that I came through to say something to y'all. So it's going to be open. I'm going to, you know, I said, where's she going? I'm going to get my coffee, and I'm going to get my tea. So I can wake up and talk to y'all. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. You can listen to us on iHeart wherever you are. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We are on Twitter and blackplanet.com. And I guess Ebony is going to put me an instant message in a few minutes. And we're on Blog Talk. It is also rebroadcast on Blog Talk. I have to tell you how you, what you do. What you type in Blog Talk, Dorothy Tillman, Evan, I'll tell y'all later how to get the program back. And we just went over with the 40th anniversary of the death and murder of Martin Luther King Jr. It was kind of played down this year. It was the 45th anniversary. And kind of played down. Didn't like it too much how they played it down. But we must remember who we are and where we came from. So get your coffee, get your tea, come on back and talk to me, coffee, tea, in the conversation with Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'll be right back in a minute, y'all. 1 minute, I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Citizens of America, this is a message from feedthepig.org. Americans spent more money than they earned in 2005. This is the first negative savings rate in the U.S. since the Great Depression. America, we must start feeding the pig. On the 1st and the 15th, we must pay ourselves before we pay anyone or anything. We must make a budget. Even consider cutting up a credit card. Log on to feedthepig.org today. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you're not facing your mortgage issues, this can be the most terrifying sound in the world. It means you've fallen behind. It means hope is dwindling. It means you're another call closer to losing your home to foreclosure. Fortunately, there's hope. If you need real help and guidance, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. Because nothing is worse than doing nothing. A public service announcement brought to you by NeighborWorks, the Ad Council, and this station.
Ring is here, and Broadway in Bronzeville is back with the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical production, Annie, directed by Cassandra Bell, live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, opening Friday, April 5th. For tickets, log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. There is valet parking available, and we are handicap accessible. Enter code WBON for additional discounts. This makes for a wonderful daddy-daughter day at the theater. Your civic or social organization can utilize this as a fundraiser, and as you know, we have our filter dates available for the community and the seniors. Log on to BroadwayandBronzeville.com for those special field trip dates at the low rate. And join us for the Youth Pavilion during the reception and the intermission of Annie, where we showcase some of Chicago's up-and-coming young entrepreneurs. Log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. See you at the theater.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It slices. It dices. With razor-like edges that never need sharpening. It's not a blender. It's not a set of steak knives. It's Car Windshield. And now, it can be yours. Here's how. Next time you're in a car and the driver's driving recklessly, simply say nothing. That's right. Let them change CDs. Let them text other phones. Ignore that little voice in your head that's trying to warn you. And you too can experience Car Windshield. Passengers who have tried Car Windshield agree. It's a smash. Car Windshield may not be for everyone, as it can lead to severe side effects and even death. Please consult your physician after you've experienced Car Windshield. Passengers who wish to avoid Car Windshield can do so by following simple steps, like trusting their instincts, speaking up, and telling their friends to slow down.
In the real world, there is no spokesperson to prevent reckless driving. There's only you. Speak up.
Act now. Paramedics are standing by.
This has been a message from the Ad Council. For more information, go to youarethespokesperson.com.
I was facing foreclosure. I was desperate to get help wherever I could.
They promised they would help me. It seemed legitimate.
I paid them a fee and never heard from them again.
I lost thousands of dollars and my home.
Every day, loan modification scammers target homeowners who are worried about foreclosure. Anyone can be a victim, but you don't have to be. Avoid any person or company who asks for a fee in advance, who guarantees they can stop a foreclosure or modify a loan. or who tells you to stop paying your mortgage company. For trusted, government-approved help and to report a scam, call 1-888-995-HOPE. That's 1-888-995-4673. You can also visit www.loanscamalert.org.
Information is your best defense.
Know the signs. Get the facts.
Hi, this is Cornel West.
And I'm Tavish Smiley.
And we're pleased to be heard once again in the great city of Chicago.
And better yet, this signal spills over into my home state of Indiana. So I guess we'll have to get Mama a new aerial for her roof in Kokomo.
Oh, that's so nice. We want you to join us for unique conversations and perspectives as we keep the focus on the least of these.
That's Smiley and West today at 11 right here on WVON, the talk of Chicago, 1690 AM.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans?
Hi, this is Dr. Dorothy J. Thomas, your host of Recovery Radio. Please join me every Sunday from 8 until 9 p.m. where that's what's happening in the teen community. So please join us every Sunday again from 8 until 9 on the Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Say it loud, y'all. I'm black and I'm proud. 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 We really proud this week, y'all. Be proud every day. WVON, 50 years. We kicked it off last night with Roy Ayers. I didn't go, but I see Courtney, my engineer, who's also the producer of Matt, but my engineer. I can see over. I brought her coffee this morning. She enjoying this coffee this morning. I bring it every morning, but I can tell that she jammed with Roy Ayers last night, but she here. Ah, she's here. Everybody says, is Courtney going to be there? I said, I think so. So I didn't go because I had to be in the bed. I went to see Annie because I could get home early right down the street from the house, you know. And Annie was good. I want to thank all of you who came out. We had a packed house. Packed house. So after I got out of Annie by 9 because it started at 7 and it's 2 hours, so I was able to get home and get some sleep to get ready for y'all. Annie's also on tonight, y'all. I think the show starts at 5 tonight. Everybody's going to... I think it's 5 o'clock on the weekend for the children, on 5, Saturday and Sunday, yeah. I think it's 5 o'clock. Doors open at 4, and you can go on Broadway and Bronzeville.com, HWCCChicago.org, or call 773-373-1900, for Annie. We got our field days coming up and our senior days. Those children were just awesome. They was off the chain, off the hook, and it was packed. Yeah, it's interesting because Cassandra Bell is the director of Annie. She did Broken Windows, you all came out to see last week, and it was really good. And, you know, we had people cast for Annie from all over the city. We even had people came from Wisconsin. So all the Annies was good, so she cast the 3 Annies. We got a black Annie, Hispanic Annie, and a white Annie. And I think the Hispanic was last night, the black is tonight, and the white is Sunday. Annie, it was really good. And gave those children the opportunity. I said, now who else would do this? She said, they're all good. And, you know, you have to do your little, I have to give kudos to Jim Alita for buying the rights for Annie. You know, we do those plays, we have to get the rights, and we have specs and stuff we have to go by. And just like when we did Imitation of Life, they were really excited how we did Imitation of Life and Dream Girl. And also, Annie people are kind of excited the way we're doing Annie. And to see all of our children up on that stage and just having a good time. So if you can, please come out and support Annie. And support the Harold Washington Culture Center, because, you know, we're still fighting off our enemies at the Harold Washington Culture Center. And as I said earlier, it makes no sense. I think that if you just go through the Black Pages, if everybody in the Black Pages had bought two tickets to WVON, they say the Black Pages, your Black Banks, I'm not even sure any of them bought any tickets to VON to the celebration. You know, we have to make sure it's Black and one conveniently Black. We have to support even when it's not conveniently. We have to do it because it is. And I was if everybody just, all of these, and if just the Blacks in this city, Black business would just do something once a month on VON. That's all. If all of you would just give something to the Harold Washington Culture Center, plus the ministers take up a collection, and if you have people just giving a little, Harold Washington will burn their mortgage. We raised that $1.5 million, and we need your help because we are fighting. It's a beautiful building, and we need your help. We just got to get a new norm. Dr. King, we just celebrated 45th anniversary when Dr. King gave his life for us. And as I said last week, when Dr. King gave his life, we didn't have that much. People weren't making that money like they make it. They weren't sitting on these boards. When we raised the fight, you know, and people won't talk about the good old days, people were stuck in, we came in Chicago, they were stuck in these little cold water flats and stuff, lead poison on the wall, couldn't move west of Racine, couldn't move different places. Talking about sitting on these boards, open up your business of becoming mayors, big-time mayors, that was unheard of. But just as Jesus gave his life, Dr. King gave his life. And when he gave it, he said, I might not get there with you, but we as a people get to the mountaintop, because he never thought that Black people who was able to make it based off of our struggle would then turn their backs on the Black community. And don't talk about the masses. The masses are not the problem. Because the masses always, always fight. And then the people turn around and blame the masses. Let me tell you something, parents out there and the masses. Don't let folks make you feel guilty and feel bad about our condition. Our condition is here because of those who are who are there selling us out for a bowl of soup with this organized chaos and keeping us and make you feel, well, you got this crime because you won't do this. You got this because you won't do this. The schools are bad because parents don't come to the school enough. No parents come up in the schools. There's always volunteers until there's a crisis. And you got folks who have just really, literally sold us all the way out. So, we listen to Talk of Chicago 69 and WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. I got to go to, I need to play a song so I can cough a little bit. Somebody put something in the studio I'm allergic to, I guess. I don't know. I can't take everything. Let me try to go to this phone. So I got a little, I came to some kind of allergy in here. Let's see what's going on. John, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dorothy. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Dorothy, you came to a good point when you said organized chaos.
Uh-huh.
The most educated workforce in the city sit back and didn't say anything when they started tearing down these projects, right?
That's right. They said I was crazy. They talked about me so bad.
And not only that, let them tear them things down. But see, they didn't understand that those children were our 51 or 52% of our population, which gave us power in the city of Chicago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And from them not acting on them tearing these projects down, they began to lose their jobs. All right, from 40%. 45% of teachers, now it's only 17%.
It's 11, isn't it?
It's going on down.
Mm-hmm. And 1% men. You know, I saw the mayor at Urban Prep, but all them Black men over at Urban Prep.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Those are Black men working with those little boys. It's not no little white girls who only have have a provisional certificate. Let's talk about it all. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Look at these youth. Look what the charter is doing. No, those are the. I know the principal over there. He's a good principal, and he put pride in those boys, those young men, and it's black men over there working with those students.
Right. And now you got the Cook County Bar Association. You don't hear them saying anything about this stuff, okay?
Nobody.
They should be able to compile a lawsuit against the state of Illinois for letting this fool come in and take over these schools like they've been doing for these 20 years, and plus this fool now saying, I'm going to complete your job, what you did. Yeah. Let me be mayor, okay?
Well, he's
doing that.
Well, you know what's so funny? And some of the legislators be listening. I know I heard Monique the other day on Kendra Moore. She was really good. So, Monique, you was really good if you're listening. And she was talking about how things hinge on the black legislators. You know, And the black legislators gave us a school reform, and they didn't even realize how bad it was. But most of this stuff will not happen to us if black folks don't sign on to it. So the black legislators can put a hold to this. They can say a moratorium on school closing. Now, they got to take that. I heard Monique said that's what they need to be doing. I want y'all to do that. And what happened is the legislators, the state legislators gave Daley the right to appoint the school board members and do not have to go through city council. At least when they went through city council, that gave the public a chance to come and at least hear what these – we could drill them and ask questions in public and hear. They don't even go to city council. They go straight to the board. So, I mean, I don't know why we have an education committee. Latasha, good you got one, but for what? It's just a committee with a big staff, and they have no power.
That's right. And Dorothy, why can't the Cook County Bar, the NAACP, the Urban League, get together, as the Jewish Defamation League would do if this was Jewish children that was happening to, and file a amicus brief before the courts against the states?
Because it's not something that's popular, and the white man ain't told them to do it, and
My
that's
God.
The problem. And I tell you, the regular people got to file a lawsuit. They got to put a hold. They got to go in and call for an investigation of unequal education in this city. And we got to do that. We got to win this for these babies. These babies are already traumatized, and we got to show them that we'll fight for them.
You can show that this is criminal and that this is racist.
And
Stanish Willis or none of these other top lawyers say any damn thing
about
that.
Well, Stan Willis has been fighting on that Burge case, so let's see. We got more lawyers than Stan, I tell you.
More lawyers, but see, he on that Cook County Board Bar Association. And matter of fact, why don't you try to get the head of the Cook County Bar to come on your program and talk about
it? I'll try to do that. Thank you so much.
Peace.
Peace to you, my brother, too. This board is lit up. I'm going to go back to the phone so I can try to clear the board before I have the break. I tell you. Minister Plump, how you doing?
Black
all the way.
And I told them years ago I come to fight all the way to help save the children, including baby children and Ray too.
Oh, yeah, because I'm baby child. You are too.
Right. Thank you very much, beloved. And how you feel today,
Dorothy? I'm fine. Just fine.
That's good. I just want to make a comment on the classic historical parade on April 15th, 2013, which is time to make Mayor Washington's birthday a legal holiday, and we're going to have a press conference and mass peace rally on the Tuesday.
What is the thing? Okay, what is your logic behind it? I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but what's the logic behind making it a legal holiday?
Okay, we're putting the people to work to help stop the violence, shooting, robbing, stealing, and killing, and to get the boys in the hood to get off the block, to really give them jobs and to put them into an entrepreneurship opportunity, unlimited, unstoppable, that we can control our destiny and do something positive, progressive, and professional for ourselves.
Okay. Yeah, well, I was just wondering what was the logic behind that. You know, somebody told me that they wanted to name a street after Harold. I said, why would you name a street after Harold if Harold was mayor of the city? I'm just trying to see what is the logic. I think they've even taken the name off of the Harold Washington Library. I think they call it Central now. They don't even say Harold Washington Library no more. I think they call it Central. So you need to check that out and see, and y'all need to make sure that we do something about that, because they tried to take it off when I was in office, and we fought it. But I understand they call it Central now rather than Harold Washington.
Well, that's going to be in our petition drive and issues day on Tuesday, April the 9th. We're going to have that press conference at 121 North LaSalle on the fifth floor, and we're going to make preparation for the job opportunities this Sunday at 235 East 58th Street from 230 to 430.
Repeat that just again.
Would you say that
repeat the address for the job applications again?
Yes.
To what?
We will.
What's the address?
235 East 58th Street.
Okay, what time?
And that's going to be from 2:30 to 4:30 this Sunday.
Okay, thank
and
you.
I can be reached at 312-671-2773.
Thank you, Minister Plump.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I want to listen online, California, South Carolina, Cleveland, Baltimore, and some more. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you, because the same problem we're having here, you're having there. I know in Cleveland they had, in Ohio, I know Barbara Bennett came through there. So, y'all listen. If you want to call in, you can tell us about this. I mean, I couldn't believe this woman stood there like she's somebody. I dare you. I dare you, Miss Bennett. And now she's on an all-out assault on a commercial. And they know if they say something long enough that our people will they'll end up believing it. Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, Alderman. How you doing?
I'm fine.
All right. We're going to be at the Harold Washington Cultural Center at the end of April for our community day event,
okay,
to see Annie. So we got that already on the calendar, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but now I won't be able to make it today because to the VOM thing, because we're having our social justice identity conference this weekend.
What is that?
It's the Coalition for Justice and Respect, and we're African American, Black, and Lesbian Civil Rights Organization, and we are organized in around the traditions like Dr. King. So every week, every April 4th, we have had a social justice event, and this year, for 5 years, and this is the fifth one, and we're having a conference, and you talk about youth. Yeah, today there's going to be a workshop on Black gay youth and also the city of Chicago and addressing the issue of homelessness and stuff.
Homelessness is high in this city.
Yeah, and yesterday we had one presentation from a young man from Ghana who came for the conference to be on the panel, and he talked
Tell
about...
Tell me, where is it going to be, Mark?
Oh, we're going to be at Providence Hospital starting at 9 o'clock.
When?
Today.
Today at 9 o'clock, Providence Hospital Social Justice. Thank you, Mark.
And it starts, yeah. But can I just say one thing else? I wanted to, because you talked about the youth, and I just sent you something about it, and I want you to this is not associated with our organization, but I'm so proud and so happy about what these young people are doing.
Mm.
And you've heard of the singer Lupe Fiasco.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now folks say a lot of things about Lupe Fiasco, but
he got put out of the White House, didn't he?
Listen, yeah, and then some of the other rappers want to get down on him because they want to hate on him.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is Lupe Fiasco has a foundation, and that foundation has been working with young people. Last year, they sent, I believe, 15 or 20 young people to spend 30 days in Ghana
Okay.
Summer. But they have this new campaign against violence. It's called the Orange Campaign.
Okay.
And I want you to take a look at it.
I'll look at it and I'll try to talk about it. Let me read it, okay?
Yeah, read that.
Thank you. I thank you. I'm going to read it and let y'all know about the Orange Campaign. I'm trying to get as many calls through as possible before the break. I tell you. Reverend Witherspoon?
God bless you.
You too, Reverend Witherspoon.
Black, black, black.
All the way, in and out.
Yeah, Dalton, we definitely need to get you over sometime in April so you can speak to the people over here.
I'll be more than happy. All I got to do, okay, I'll call Courtney, and Courtney will get you in touch with Ebony, and I'll do it, okay?
Yeah, I love you, Dalton.
I love you, too. Thank you so much. It's Courtney. I know Courtney, your girl. She'll work that out. I wanted to play a song before I left. Go. It's time for me to go on break. I got to play something about the. Do I have time to play a song? I want to play. I got 4 minutes. Okay, let's play a Season by Charles Bevel, number 3. We got. Okay, everybody's telling me to talk a little bit. Hey, y'all, you got a coward, you got a slave. You know that, don't you? You know. So we can't be no coward. And we can't let folks, they come out. They send some black folks out who support traditionally black folks to tell you better shut up, you might not get no money and all that stuff. I mean, we're being picked off and played with pennies. Some of $8 million spread out among the black community to put folks on the corner. They getting billions. Billions. Everybody making money off of black folks, but black folks. You know, so we have to make sure. This is Charles Bevel, y'all. Charles Bevel and Reverend James Bevel. I want to play this, y'all. We got to know what we got to do. Yeah, this is Charles Bevel, y'all. Listen to Chicago 1690, WVOE, and our number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvoe.com. Come on, Bevel, sing for us.
What I see really troubles me. Not many people really want to be free.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. I heard a voice speak to me.
Charles Bevel, y'all, Charles Bevel.
But I see cowards and I smell slaves.
You got a cow, you got a slave. We're going to pause that in a second.
Really
I tell you, you got a hey, we're going to pause that in a minute when we get through. Do people want to be free, y'all?
Oh, Lord,
we're going to pause that one, Courtney. Courtney.
Lord.
Pause it. That's Charles Bevel, y'all. We're going to come back and play some more of that because I tell you, we're going to pause that and come back because when you see a coward, you're going to have someone to be enslaved. Black folks, you can't be cowards. People talk to us like we children. You know, you're not no, and it's a whole sick part of that that we're going to get into the month of April and May as the psychological thing from slavery, the reason why we so easily slide into this stuff. And once we get the whole historical understanding of it, we won't be so hard on ourselves, but to begin to move. Even the mayor talked to black folks like their children. Bobby Bennett, people begin to talk to black folks like their children, and they talk to other folks like they're grown up and like they're people. I don't know how many more minutes I have here. I think Courtney's telling me I got to wrap it up. Look, you've been listening to Talk of Chicago 1690 WVON. At number 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're on blackplanet.com. We're on Blog Talk. You can look up Dorothy Tillman Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're also on iHeartRadio. You can call Ticketmaster to see if there are any tickets left for the gala tonight. And you can also call the Chicago Theater. I'll be there, y'all. I'll be there, and we want to make sure that you be there. So what I want you to do is get your coffee, get your tea. Am I ready to go out, Courtney? Get your coffee, get your tea, and I want you to come on back. Don't y'all hang up now. Come on back and talk to me at 773-591-1690. Dorothy Wright Tillman, coffee, tea, and a conversation with me. I'll be right back after my coffee, y'all.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview, yeah. And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
WVON.com. The website. Check it out.
The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Walterman. A sweeping anti-abortion bill that passed the Kansas legislature is expected to be signed into law by the governor. It declares life begins at fertilization while blocking tax breaks for abortion providers. In New York, a federal judge has overturned an order to restrict the sale of the morning after pill. Here's NBC's Stephanie Gosk with more.
Today's decision on the morning after pill will not end the debate over teenagers and contraception. But barring an appeal, the legal battle over the drug and who should be allowed to buy it is over. The Brooklyn Federal Court ruled that the emergency contraception known as Plan B will now have to be made available over the counter to women of any age, even teenagers.
The British government has told UK nationals to leave Somalia. It warns that terrorists are in the final stages of planning attacks there. This is NBC News Radio. The president is using his weekly media message to focus on the economy and the deficit.
I've already signed more than $2.5 trillion in deficit reduction into law, and my budget will reduce our deficits by nearly $2 trillion more without harming the recovery.
Part of the president's plan is to slow the spending of Social Security, which has brought sharp attacks from both his right and left. Here's NBC's Chuck Todd.
On Twitter, Liberal Senator Tom Harkin called the president's plan an attack on Social Security. Republicans didn't rush to embrace the president's plan either. Speaker John Boehner writing, "If the president believes these modest entitlement savings are needed to help shore up these programs, there's no reason they should be held hostage for more tax hikes."
And in Maryland, the Senate appears ready to approve the use of marijuana for medical purposes. A preliminary okay was given on Friday. Maryland would become the 19th state to allow it. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants. Which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advance advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Another perspective.
Tune in to Another Perspective with Dr. Leon Finney every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WVON, and get a fresh new point of view. You can be more connected with Another Perspective.
Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective. Another perspective.
Do you want to give your children a fun and exciting summer experience that will help change the world? Do you want them to connect with others in a safe community? Do you want your children to have positive self-esteem? Then you need to check out Camp Kupagani. It's a multicultural summer camp for kids 7 to 15 years old, and it offers girls-only and boys-only sessions. Camp Kupagani is less than 2 hours west of Chicago, and it's a place where children can enhance their emotional and social intelligence. If you want your children to change the world, then you should act soon, because spaces are limited. The camp runs from June 23rd through August 3rd. To get more information or to register your child at Camp Kupagani, call 866-471-4616. That's 866-471-4616. Or visit multiculturalcamp.com. Camp Kupagani is a multicultural summer camp allowing your kids to change their world.
Spring is here and Broadway in Bronzeville is back with the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical production, Annie, directed by Cassandra Bell, live at the Harold Washington Cultural Center, opening Friday, April 5th. For tickets, log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. There is valet parking available, and we are handicap accessible. Enter code WVON for additional discounts. This makes for a wonderful daddy-daughter day at the theater. Your civic or social organization can utilize this as a fundraiser, and as you know, we have our field trip dates available for for the community and the seniors. Log on to BroadwayandBronzeville.com for those special field trip dates at the low rate. And join us for the youth pavilion during the reception and the intermission of Amy, where we showcase some of Chicago's up-and-coming young entrepreneurs. Log on to Ticketmaster.com or call 773-373-1900. See you at the theater.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Got some difficult days ahead. I tell you, it's that time. Dr. King was talking about that. He thought as we acclimated into fighting to move to that next level, that we would have some time adjusting. But he didn't mean the difficult days would be those who walked in those doors. We didn't slam them shut on our hand and our feet, and then be used by those same oppressors to oppress us even further. He didn't think that would happen. He thought black folks would do like everybody else. But that's in terms of thinking community. But we got organized chaos in our community, organized chaos. So it's that time, y'all. It's the 7 o'clock hour. Courtney over there, wake up from Roy Ayers, getting ready for that pretty dress for the night. I saw her beautiful dress in Ebony. And wherever you are in the country, in the world, in the city, is that time to take that deep breath. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Whew. Boy, it feels good. It feels so good for you to say and to feel that, because black folks is afraid to say black. And everybody say who they are. You can't even be equal with nobody if you don't know who you are. Be proud of who you are and where you came from, to embrace it. Because if you sit at the table with somebody else, and I don't believe that diverse, as Evan said, that means division, to divide up. You got to know who you are, because you're sitting at the table, you're dwindling, you don't have nothing. And those who got, I think that what gets to me is people who sacrifice for these brothers and sisters to get in place. And they get in place the way they treat the black community, like it's a foreign. What happened to most folks when they make, they go back and they rebuild communities. There's no reason why Detroit should look like that. All those folks who made money should have been rebuilding Detroit. That way you don't have everybody else in there not taking. And I tell you, the worst thing in the world was when I saw this advertisement by Barry Gordy telling me Detroit was back, showing them where they built, you know, Motown and all that, Motown USA. Mm-mm, not the way it look over there. They take up stakes and they run. It's like when you get money and you black, it's almost like you under the gun not to put back in the black community. Folks be afraid to be in the black community. They be afraid to build in the black community. They be afraid to give the black causes. They be afraid to associate. And that's why I said we're going to have to talk about this whole thing of enslavement. The whole, you can't get away from that because nobody else does that. And then I heard Matt say, one of his Jewish friends asked some black folks, why is it y'all allowed this to happen? I thought that was really funny because certainly he wouldn't allow it to happen in his community. He wouldn't even allow it of what's happening now. And I just wonder what did that black person say when they asked them that. And it's because they don't understand community. If you are an athlete, you make a lot of money. First thing you do is get a white woman, a white car, white this, so-and-so. And then you do not. You come to the community and give out some balls and take some pictures because your agent is white, and he tells you, don't get too close to those black people. If you perform, you're an artist, don't get too close to those black folks. Just give out a little something. That's the same thing I used to tell the Africans. When you go to America, don't get close to the black people. And tell the American, you go to Africa, don't get close to the Africans. So that whole thing is really the – so there's organized chaos. We can't be so hard on the masses because the masses is responsible for those who have today because they're the ones who put themselves on the line. And the safe Negroes who step by and wait for somebody to shake something loose, they are the ones who then picked up something. And rather than building the community, they went on and said, okay, Mr. Master, what can I do? You got them in line now. What can I do? Give me mine, and I'll be all right. And they be in the room allowing folks to even talk about us. There's something wrong with that. And it's time for us to do something. We just cannot take this. We cannot. I want to know, we had the black patrolmen. We don't have that anymore. The Hispanics got the Hispanic Patrolman League. They're doing that. We had all these things where black folks weren't afraid to do something. Now they all like running and hiding up on the rock somewhere. You know, we talk about community policing. You look at how many black sergeants was promoted, how many black folks came out of the academy. Now, we look at the numbers, not only the numbers in the school gone down, the number of folks who were employed by the city of Chicago has gone down. All this government stuff is what made the black community middle class. That's why you're having a problem here. You know, everything we had is just going down. So we're going to get back to this phone because this board is lit up. You listen to Talk Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio, y'all. I know a lot of you listening. We got calls from all over the country. We got some out of the country this morning, and I know you're listening. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and Blog Talk if you want to listen back to what we have to say. So you can call in, even though you're listening from all over the country. You can also call in. Don't forget we're still celebrating 50 years. 50 years. Did I tell Melody you don't turn 50 for once? And we're still here. And if all those folks in the black pages just had bought two tickets, just think what Melody would be today. Even if they just bought us here, I'm just giving this tickets. If they all would just donate to the center, if they all would just do different things. I mean, we got to learn how to not be conveniently black. Black folks conveniently black. When it's black by my needs, then it's all right. But if it's not, then it's not all right. I'm going to go to the phone, y'all, and then I'm going to play some more Charles Bevel in a minute. Let me make sure. Let me get Ed from Pittsburgh before I go in. Ed, how you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I really appreciate what you're saying. I'm just listening, and I'm telling you, you're exposing something that is the taboo, and that is how it's convenient to be black when something happens, then going back to wherever it is. You're pulling the coats off of some people, and I agree. The athletes, you know, we have the economic, we have the resources to turn this stuff around.
Mm-hmm.
If we would just be about our community, that is such a such a powerful statement you're making there that I just want to congratulate you, seriously. And you see it all over. You see the athletes with all this money, and you know who they're marrying. And it's just frustrating.
You know what's so funny, Ed, is that a white woman will get, she get her man money and our man money. It's like, and you know, when I remember O.J. got in all that trouble, he went, these folks are marrying waitresses and take care of their whole family, but you'll never see a white man or a black man will marry a poor, a black man will not marry a poor black woman, but he'll marry a poor white woman.
Tiger Woods married his housewife.
The nanny.
The nanny. And look what happened to her. She's a multimillionaire now.
And she would have said to the black woman, I ain't marrying no babysitter.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just that is, and there's a book out, I forgot who wrote it, one of the announcers about the new plantation with the athletes, the black athletes, and how they shy away from the black community and do just what you said. These little things come in and drop some turkeys off, some games off, and go to the games and give out toys around Christmas time, and they've done their obligation to the black community.
A social worker instinct, acting like some social worker. Well, you know, they have these agents, and these agents tell them where they can and cannot go. And these folks are making money off us all kind of ways. There's a lot of money being made off of black folks. Trust me.
I appreciate your comment, sister.
Thank you so much. There's a lot of money being made off of black folks. And then nobody's talking about these lunchrooms of these schools. I know the first lady's talking about diets, how we got to make sure these children eat right. But these people who have these contracts and bringing food into school, you say it is sodium. You know, when you have this processed meat, there's a lot of sodium in that. They bring in the turkey that's been processed, the hot dogs that's been processed, the cheese and the little nachos. And then if there's no cafeteria, every school should have a cafeteria in it. And these other schools, they're talking about closing. Hey, a science lab, a library. You have to also make sure that we have all kind of things in our school, math and science. We're not raising the right question. We're letting them dominate the conversation. What are you talking about in those schools? Who are you talking about? I'm talking about iPads. Every school should be equipped anyway with the technology. That's no big deal. Whoops-a-doo, big deal. These schools that's making it, they got it. They got. If a child gets introduced to science at a young age, that child might become a scientist. Math at a young age, that child might become a mathematician, a medicine, a doctor. No, our folks went into education, social work, and lawyers. And all of those things are being pulled from under them right now. Let me go back to the phone, y'all. I got to get on back to the phone. Let's get back to the phone here. Gilbert, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Black.
You want to talk about the Public Building Commission that they giving this stuff too, that Ron Emanuel sits as chairman, and what's that man's name from UNO? He's on that commission too, isn't he?
Alvin, you are 100% correct. I've been enjoying your show this morning.
Thank you.
And it's refreshing to have a clear, clarion voice like Alderman Dorothy Tillman. And 50 years of WVON. Yes, Alderman, Mr. Gardner, you know, I'm one of Mr. Gardner's advisors, and he was at the Public Building Commission last month, and he called for reforms, and one of the things he asked was that they postpone the vote on the $95 million redevelopment of CVS High School. He wanted them to postpone the vote on giving the architectural contract to the DLR, a white group.
Mm-hmm.
They did not.
Of course not.
He told them, I'll be back at your next PBC meeting, and I will bring more friends. So we're calling on Alderman. You talk about, you know, a coward dies 1,000 deaths. A hero dies but once.
That's right.
I like that Charles Bell that you played.
I might play some more later.
Oh, yeah, right on time.
But, the sad thing about it, because I was, you know, we went over there on 95th Street and stuff, Mr. Gardner is very serious. But if we don't do something, it's not going to matter. These folks are playing with us. They think we're going to come and go. The black community is being played with big time right now. And
they are.
And they throw a black person out there. I'm really sad as a black woman, as a mother, to see Barbara Bennett out there running around, parading herself around as a black woman. I wouldn't do this to the children. Have you went over there and walked like the parents said? Are you looking at the schools? What's going on? They're not talking about the real stuff. Now you're going to give the contracts of the PVC.
Well, you know what? Watch this. And you make a very interesting point. On April 9th, 2:30, we want all in the listening audience, join Mr. God and I at the PVC. Now, watch this. The 11 welcoming schools that they're supposed to be having, they're going to, with a capital improvement, give those schools a $155 million facelift.
That's why they put in the PVC.
But well, watch this. Mm-hmm. Watch this. $155 million facelift. So the PVC is about to spend $155 million in the next 4 months before the opening of the schools.
But then you got a facelift, but what about the education? See, this is just crazy. This is some crazy stuff, Vince.
Now, you know what? Now, watch Mr. Gardner's view on the school closing. I heard somebody on VON last week on Matt's show use his name. For the record, you know, I'm doing all this media, Alderman. For the record, This is his position. First of all, if you're going to close these schools, live up to the consent decree that Chicago Public Schools has been under for the last 30 years to integrate the schools. Mr. Gardner's position is twofold. Bust those black kids into those white schools that you know are performing. You say that you want our kids to get good education. Bust them to those schools that are already upgraded and performing. Now watch this.
Hurry up. My board is lit up. Hurry up, Vince. My board is lit up up to the back. Well, I got 30 more minutes left.
You know, watch this. He wants those schools that are closed to become vocational centers and farms. Teach our kids how to farm, how to grow fruits and vegetables. Most of those schools are in food deserts.
Well, we'll talk about that some more another time, Vince. But Mr. Gardner is a former school teacher. In fact, they're closing with the school that he and his wife taught at Overton. Tell him that, okay?
That's right. April 9th,
2:30, Public Building Commissioner. Thank you so much. I tell you now, Mama D, how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Global Committee Commemorating King Day celebrated its 29th annual Victims of Violence Holy Day, one of the 3 days of respect concept that we're working hard to get on the school calendar to preserve the three key principles of the movement from the survivors of Jim Crow genocide standpoint. You know, I was hurt but not surprised by the mass media blackout of Dr. King's prophetic promised land vision, you know, where there's no vision, the people perish. And closing these schools and removing our landmark, schools named after Marcus Garvey, Mahalia Jackson, Ralph Bunche, it's easier for them to eliminate us as a people.
Yeah, and, you know, Mama D, the Bible says, touch not thy landmark, right?
That's right. And that's exactly what they're doing because it's already been predicted that by the year 2020, a third of black people will be locked up in jail as recycled slaves through incarceration. And closing these schools is all playing into that, and we seem to be asleep at the wheel.
Well, you know what, Mama D, you're talking about asleep. What they've done is parade black folks out. And then you got a lot of, when you look at this little old bitty money that they're giving these groups to put folks on the corner, some a safe passage. So they've doled out little old bitty pennies to
ridiculous.
These different organizations, bought them off.
It's ridiculous when you think of when they're giving reparations, development, relief, and education for alien minors with amnesty, D-R-E-A-M Act, and yet when it comes to blacks, we give them a weekend basketball, and it's another way of saying we still know you're a boy, so you need this toy to play with, and we give you summer jobs as if fall, spring, and winter did not exist. You're developing and relieving and giving reparations to others and giving us boys some toys to play with. And we better to seriously, seriously wake up. We're going the way of the Native Americans. You look at their numbers when white eyes came over here, and look at their numbers today.
Well, they're really moving on us, and it's unfortunate because we have our own people leading it. They're leading us. They're leading our people over. And I call it organized chaos, Mama D.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like wearing that color orange. Do you know who wears the color orange?
Who?
The prisoners.
Sure do.
Subliminal messages are being pumped out here, and we have eyes.
Somebody said something about orange. Didn't somebody say something about orange today?
It is, and here not.
Did somebody say something about orange today?
That's right. It's the whole orange project, and they were wearing orange on April 4th. All of these distractions.
Oh, that's deep.
These distractions.
Saying where they came out of school, they came out of there with their pants hanging down.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Subliminal messages are all over because we have failed to teach our children.
Well, we can't
history.
Give up, though, Mama D. People like us got to figure out what we got to do.
We got to step up.
Okay, thank you, Mama D.
You're welcome.
No, we can't let this happen, y'all. We have got to do what we got to do here. Pam, how you doing? Good morning, Pam. I mean, Miss Carter.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I thank you for this forum that allow me to weigh in on it, and WBON doing what they've been doing for 50 years.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make the point that, I listen to all the bells and whistles about what's going on, the school closing.
Yeah.
It would have been so nice if all these alarms went off when our children were being miseducated. And that's the problem. I mean, everybody's weighing in on it, the same people that's been allowing this to happen, and no offense to that. Trust me, I'm one of the older ones. But the kids are not weighing in, given where they're at. They're the product of all of this.
Well, that's what they got the parents supposed to weigh in for them. Let me just say that a lot of folks, you got to look at our community. I told you there's organized chaos. And when you keep the black community chaotic, they don't know when and what to weigh in on. We told them back when continuous progress what was going on. So,
Exactly. No, I totally agree, and that's why WBON is so key. Yeah. I think about the fact that I'm a product of the other side of the urban prep, the Inglewood.
Yeah.
I graduated from there, not knowing I had a substandard education. I performed. I was top 10%.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when I went out and faced everybody else that looked different and like me, I realized my A average was a C average.
Oh, yeah. So now they go. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Continuous progress, mastery, learning, baby. That's what you was.
Yes. So I had to redo all that and take my reading comprehension and put it in place and do all that because now I'm an educator and I know what it takes and what's missing, especially for us and our young people to give them what they need. And it don't take as much as people say.
Well, I'll tell you what they get ready to do now. They're wiping black folks out, Ms. Carter. They're wiping us out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
They're wiping out black teachers in the schools who have degrees, and they're putting in teachers. They're taking two teachers for their one salary in our community with provisional certificates. That's some serious stuff, y'all. That's real serious. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Dorothy.
How you doing? Hi.
I support your show hard, Dorothy. So
thank you.
You gave me a lot of information, like, you got me in touch with Minister Plump, and I wanted to pump him up because he do a good job with young people, and I'm telling people he giving out these numbers for putting blacks to work.
Uh-huh.
All them, because he will do a good job.
Well, thank you for the testimony, Rick.
Yeah, and I love your show. Black people, we do got to come together and look for the older and the young people. Let's stop downing each other.
We got to come together.
Yeah, because we need each other. It's good young people and it's good older people. Black people is good people.
Okay.
We got to stop downing our race, always bringing up the bad.
That's that confused chaos they got going on. We be so busy on what's going on. It's just like, on one hand, they say they're not having any more shootings and stuff going on. But see, there's money. Now, but folks still want to talk about the violence. There's folks making money off the shooting in our community. These folks getting this little stop the violence money, and now they finna get money for walking the kids to school, and it'd be peanuts. They selling our kids out for a bowl of soup, and then you got the one on the higher level who made it because of the struggle, coming out telling us what we better take. And when they say
see,
that.
White people thrive off of us doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's why they closing our schools and all that.
Yeah, well, we got to hang up.
I love WBON, even the WBON host. We got to stay positive. Stop talking about everything that we do wrong. And
well,
what white people
one thing about WBON, we got a variety of speech, a variety of opinions up here. Thank you, Rick. We got a variety of opinions. And one thing about Melody, she let us have our opinions in terms of what we are. We got a variety here, I tell you. This is really something. I got to see. Pam, how you doing?
Hi, how are you, Alderman?
I'm all right.
Always enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Always enjoy you speak the truth.
Thank you.
Whether or not people want to hear what you speak the truth. About our wealthy, there's a role for everyone to play in the uplifting of black people. You cannot get your education, your money, and your so-called power and not spend at least, what, 1% of your wealth in the black community?
You know what, Pam, I just said earlier, you might have heard me. When I looked at the black pages and saw all these black businesses, if all of them had just gotten two tickets to VON, can you imagine we'd have to get another theater? They, you know, if they had just
they
done that.
They go against the business model.
I'm
they
telling you.
Business if, 101.
Right.
Also, let me say this. There was not a Jewish associate friend or whatever who could make a statement to me about black people as a person made to Matt. So my question is this. Who is Rahm Emanuel's rabbi? What synagogue does he attend? Because any time black people do something that's out of line or offensive, the Anti-Defamation League is out. They come to the pastors in the black community. Who is his rabbi? What faith does he operate under that he can do this to the black community?
Well, one thing about I must say is about the mayor is that he is true to his race and to his faith, and you cannot take that away from him. And he says he's the first Jewish mayor of the city of Chicago, and he honors his faith and he honors his. His,
but doesn't it
wait, but I'm saying to you, Pam, he honors his faith and his ethnicity. Now, black folks need to be clear on that. And you say you honor yours, then we need to honor ours. People don't respect you when you don't honor what you have.
When we honor ours, unfortunately, we try to be inclusive. We practice equity. Harold Washington showed that to the greatest degree. But it seems that other ethnicities have a real problem with that. It is still okay.
Well, they wouldn't have it. Let me tell you something. If you stood strong and said, this is who I am, I know we passed the reparation bill. We stood strong down in city council. And
yes,
we got almost everybody to sign that because you have to stand strong. You have to stand strong and stand for something and say, this is where I'm going. You better come on and get out of my way. I'm going to run over you. See,
well, if we don't stand strong for our children, this is a defining moment.
Mm-hmm.
This has never been done. We don't know what the ramifications of closing was. 54-plus schools.
And I think what they're going to do is, after they close theirs, they're going to phase in. Remember, they had 100 and some schools. And then they pulled some back. And I think the wise person told them, that's too many schools to have that many folks mobilized against you. So what they did is they cut that down. Don't think they're not coming back. And then some of those principals and teachers and parents whose school got pulled out of it, then they got out of the struggle to help Carol Lewis and fight. But know that that's only a strategy because that would have been insanity or suicide for the mayor and the Board of Education to close 100 schools at one time. So they're going to phase that closeout. Trust me, I promise you, they're going to phase the closeout.
And that's exactly what is going to happen. So we better galvanize now. We better put our sticks in the ground, so to speak, because what's next? The next wave is going to be even worse. So I'm not talking about hate. I'm talking about galvanizing.
No, you too. But to fight, to love black people, as Harold Washington said, don't mean you hate anybody else.
Exactly.
Dr. King fought for the Negro people. He didn't hate, but he fought for the Negro's rights. Thank you, Pam. But they got our children thinking Dr. King fought for all rights. Dr. King fought for the Negro rights. That's why I play what I play. And I'm going to hold on. Jetta from South Carolina.
Hi, good morning, Alderman.
Jetta from South Carolina, you're on Blog Talk. How you
yes,
doing?
Sir. I'm good. A couple of things. The selling of our kids, that's not only happening with people within education, but also the parents. I found out years ago that when parents get notice that their kids are not learning and they are placed on drugs, the parents receive an extra few dollars for
place for their kids on drugs.
Well, that's not organized chaos I'm talking about. There's an organized chaos going on with our children, with our community right now. So that's part of that. That's why we got to
also
deconfuse our community.
Yes, ma'am. And those teachers who were laid off, because they are certified teachers, I am suggesting they stay in the system by becoming substitutes. So when a position, and this is how God works, as a substitute myself, I am a certified teacher, but I'm substituting right now. But this is how God works. When I do receive an assignment, God is intervening.
Yeah, but God also told us to fight, though, Jetta. Those teachers need to fight and follow suit and say that I'm a certified teacher and they're taking me out and they're putting folks here who have provisional certificates. They better fight back. They can't go slow.
Well,
can't go slow now. You got to. Right now, we don't have that slow time.
No. God is not a slow God either.
No, but in God said fight. Our king said God don't want no coward soldier. He wants you to march on.
Well, I've been standing by myself, and I'm not going to be cowardly.
Stay with God. You and God. You're not by yourself. You and God.
Yes, ma'am. Also, Chicago State, this is a great opportunity for them if they decide to take over one of these schools.
Chicago State is ruled by the state of Illinois and the government, so, you know, they can't just step out there and take over. That's a state school. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great afternoon.
You too. Yeah. We have to have. That's a state school. That's not just we're not just something that's Ludi.
Hey, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right. Wait. Okay, over there, Courtney. Yeah. We're gonna play some more Childs in a minute. Yeah, Ludi.
Okay. Yeah. What we got to do is teach our children Black history. Black history did not start with Black people here in the United States. It started in the beginning of the Bible, the Old Testament. Those are people, Black people are the people of the Bible. And if we got to teach it in church, we have to teach it somewhere. If the schools don't teach it, even though they're mandated to teach it, we're going to have to begin teaching our children who they are.
Yeah, I think that these churches need to open up their schools, their churches, and begin to have with science and history and technology.
It's going to have to be that way.
Right. But in the meantime, we got to wage this fight here, Louise.
Yes, we do. But then, meanwhile, these churches who are open and should be open more during the week, and these big buildings, these edifices that we have built, should be teaching our children, should be teaching young men crafts, stuff that they could learn and build industries from, because we don't have any kind of industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We can't make a car.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do is get ourselves together, Lulu. We got to step outside.
It's got to start. You can't keep talking about it.
Yeah, we got to step outside this organized chaos.
Right. It's just a real bad perfect storm that's going against us right now.
Okay. Thank you, Ludi.
Okay, sure.
Uh-huh. Representative Davis, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. I heard you on Kendall's show the other day.
Well, yeah, I'll just repeat what I said. I love you, Dorothy. I love your program.
I love you, too.
I hear from people all over telling me, be sure and listen on Saturday morning.
I love you,
But anyway,
you too.
The school closings, how did it begin? First of all, there was an announcement in the paper by the mayor. They were going to open, like, 80 charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
So to have 80 charter schools, you got to have children to put in them. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there was a rejection of that. So then they said they were going to close low-performing schools. And the majority of them were Latino schools. And the Latinos fought very hard with the Black caucus joining them not to close the low-performing schools. And their reason was they have a tremendous language barrier. So after a long
time. So you said the Black caucus
joined them in their fight.
And not closing their schools.
That is correct.
Did the Black caucus also vote for that $98 million for UNO?
That was something that each caucus had a decision of dollars to spend.
But I'm saying $98 million, did they vote for that? Because
well,
they're getting 35 more million.
Yes, they did, but they also got money. But they chose to use theirs for a weatherization program. Our Black Caucus, with the leaders at that time, chose to use theirs for weatherization. In other words, men would learn how to weatherize homes. They'd be making $10 an hour, and they would repair people's homes that needed some weatherization. Sometimes some federal money and some state money, which really was more than the 90-something million.
We're going to talk about that later on, but, too. Talk about
yeah,
the education.
About
Go back to the schools.
Okay. So after the great fight by my Latino colleagues with our joining them, Cynthia Soto had filed a bill against school closing. Her partner or her senator, Senator Iris, she filed a bill in the Senate. So then this was doing when Brizard was here. Then the new lady comes in and the criteria changes. Now it's going to be underutilization.
Now, wait, now, she don't have the power to change the criteria.
Hold on, she changed the criteria.
Somebody else changes for her, and she's
well,
scared out
there. Well, I understand that she's doing what she's being told to do. Now, don't think she's not doing what she's being directed to do.
Right.
But anyway, the criteria was not just low performing, but now we'll talk about utilization. So surely we know the Latino schools are overcrowded, right? So that just about takes them out of the mix.
I don't know what they overcrowd. We need to see about that.
Well, they usually are because they don't let their children go out of the neighborhood to school.
I remember when they told the Board of Education and the mayor that we're not leaving our neighborhood schools, and they
that
backed up off of them.
That they're not going to allow their children to be bused all over any place. They're going to keep them in their community. Now, they're very strong with that.
And, you know, and you can't get mad about that neither. We need to be as strong.
That is correct. Then the next thing that occurs is the majority of our schools are closing. Now, in my district, they're closing Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson was more than a singer. She was a civil rights activist
who
donated a lot of dollars to the civil rights movement.
Yes, she did.
And worked with Dr. King. So they're closing her school, I mean, Mahalia Jackson. And I think they're going to send those kids maybe to Ryder. I don't know who Ryder was.
Me either. Well, let me ask you this.
Hold on. They're closing Marcus Garvey. And they're sending those children to maybe some other school that is not black named. So they're closing Garrett Morgan. They're sending those kids, I think, to Fort Dearborn. So you can't deny the fact that those schools named after black heroes are being changed. I mean, it's just an obvious fact.
The same way they said that when you call the Harold Washington Library, now they say Central. They don't say Harold Washington.
Well, we need to really work on that because to remove people from a community, you start with their homes and then you go to their institutions. Now, Indians or Native people lived here. There's nothing named after them anymore. It was all removed. So we have to fight for those things.
So what are the state legislators going to do? They can really fight to put a moratorium. The legislators can.
We have a bill, Dorothy, on the table. We have a bill to put a moratorium, at least a year or so, on the school closings in order that it can be done with some compassion, concern, and feeling
for
families.
So when is that bill coming up?
My understanding is it's being held in rules.
Oh, we need to.
A letter was written to the Speaker, the Leader of the House, that we want the bill out of rules. Then the other issue is the school closing and an elected school board.
We need an elected school board.
The Black Caucus decided that in the state of Illinois, Chicago is the only school that doesn't have elected school board.
Well, ask me this. Let me ask you, then I'm going to have to go to the next other call.
Okay.
Well, I want to ask you this. If you got a held in committee, the caucus needs to come together and have a press conference and demand that it comes out of committee.
Well, there's a plan to do that. There's an absolute plan.
When they're going to, because you got to do it soon.
And let me just say one more thing. It is not the Black Caucus stopping the marriage equality bill. There are only 20 of us. There are 70 people who are not signed onto that bill. 7-0.
Okay. Well, thank you. I want you all to stand up and let the community know, have a press conference and tell us that Madigan is holding this bill so folks will know what to do.
And as far as the Harold Washington Center that you have that's doing that wonderful work,
yes.
The state of Illinois should use some capital dollars and pay for that building and get through
with
it.
Well, we need it, I tell you. We need to burn our mortgage and do that. They want us gone because here again is our culture.
Well, you're a fighter, you're a leader, and we take a lot from you, Dorothy. Thank you.
And I thank you for supporting the Harold Washington, and we need to figure that out, Representative Dave. Thank you so much. Gilda from Alabama, calling us from Birmingham. How you doing, Gilda?
Good morning, Dorothy, and the listening audience. I have a cold. No, it's really sinus down here because the pollen is real bad.
You better come on home then.
I want to say, Dorothy, I heard, what was that? Was that Monique Davis talking?
Yeah.
Okay. So hello to her. But, you know, Dorothy, you know there are 30 Republican governors now that we have in the United States. These 30 governors around the country have gotten together to start this Ma'afa that we have in the education of black people.
Well, I don't want to put it on the parties. I think it's Republicans and Democrats doing this to our children.
Okay, well,
you know, when we get so narrow, Gil, listen to me for 1 second. Dr. King said that when you fight for your people, you can't be loyal to a party. You got to be loyal to your people. And it's not, Ron Emanuel is not a Republican. Quinn is not a Republican. I'm saying it's not a party right now. You know, so it's really not.
Well,
and we can't narrow that.
Well, then I don't want to waste my time arguing that point, but I'm going to say we have an elected school board down here in Birmingham, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And the state of Alabama, the school board allowed the state of Alabama to come in and take over the Birmingham public school system.
Mm-hmm.
It is now being operated by the state of Alabama. So I'm telling you, if you, as Dr. Claude Anderson say, when you have these people like the lady, what's the lady's name is over the doing this?
Bennett, I said. Selling
Barbara
us,
Bennett.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what he talks about, that meritorious manumission.
Oh, yeah, meritorious manumission. Yeah.
When they are about that meritorious manumission, just getting little dollars and accolades for themselves,
yeah.
They don't care. But I'm going to say this. Chicago got what they voted for.
I mean,
the papers were out on Rahm Emanuel, everything that he did. You know, in the Bible, God told the Hebrews that you don't need a king, the Israelites. You don't need a king. And they said, yeah, we need a king because the other people got a king. Okay. So he gave them a king. We kept telling those 24 of us, the objectors that told him Rahm Emanuel is not what you want. Now that you made the mistake, Chicago, you need to get up and pay tribute to all of those people who died for you to have the right to vote.
Thank you, Gilda. I got 15 minutes.
You went to the poll and voted incorrectly. Everybody that voted for Rahm Emanuel needs to meet somewhere and organize to pay back the people for what they did wrong. And thank you, Dorothy, for letting me talk.
Thank you, Miss Alabama. Thank you so much. Cheryl, how you doing?
Hi, good morning, Sister
you
Dorothy.
You call yourself a woman of color, huh?
No, I didn't. That's what Dorothy Bird Bennett said. When she
did say I'm a woman of color.
And to me, Dorothy, it made a commanding statement. She did not align herself with us because we have not identified ourselves as people of color. Everything has been black children,
right.
Black parents, black
right.
schools.
You're right.
She made it real clear.
You're right.
I'm not with those black people, y'all.
And you know, so you need to do your homework on
her
too, Cheryl. You're going to find out this organization that she was with, and that's what they've been doing going around the country, because this organization is all putting these charter schools as a business, and that's the organization that she's with.
And she said she was offended at being called a racist. I'm offended by her racist actions.
That's what I'm with you.
I just want to make a brief comment about the color orange. I listened to Salim last Saturday, and there were some teenagers. Some of them were friends of Hadiyah. And it was also Lupe Fiasco. They chose orange because orange is what hunters wear, so that they don't get shot by other hunters. So
I don't know that. I thought the hunters would try to be like looking like the green, but no, that's something to think about. You know, we got all these. One thing about black folks, we can come up with these theories, these conspiracy theories, but we better come up with a way to save our schools right now. Thank you, Cheryl.
All right, thank you.
And the way we save is do what Dr. King taught us to do, y'all. Dr. King said a man can't ride your back if it's not bent. Ken, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alderman. How are you?
Fine. I told you I was going to play some more Charles Bevel, but I might not have time. I'm going to try.
Okay, let me make it quick. You know, the thrust of my call was from the very beginning. I wanted to say that we needed to, in terms of what we need as a community, we need to intellectualize ourselves. We need to be all on the same informational page as to what's going on with us, what happened to us, how did it happen, how did we get so numbskull stupid that we voted in a guy that's methodically going about breaking us apart, and how long has this been going on? It's been going on long before he even got here.
Oh, yeah, long before he got here, so it's not all his fault. You know, but wait, Ken, That's that organized chaos in our community right now. And let me just say one thing since you raised that. In the civil rights movement, we all came from different directions, but we had one goal, and that was the liberation of black people. Like Dr. King was friends with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We had Malcolm X. We had NAACP, SNCC, SCLC. But all of us rode down the road of freedom. So it's not that we have to all come down and be on the same road. We can be headed in the same direction. And that's what, and through your information, your strategy flow, disseminate the information,
right,
and let's start walking toward the liberation of black people.
Well, let me agree with that. You see, that's where I was going with this. There's a generation of us who knew what was going on, all right,
mm-hmm,
who knew what we had to do to overtake it and to right ourselves. We got another generation, not for the sake of pointing fingers and throwing stones,
uh-huh,
but saying this is the work we got cut out in front of us. We got a generation out here that don't know anything of the history, and their right to be invaded, to be taken, to be pillaged, and even with a vote. In the wrong direction, and that's exactly.
Well, you know what, Ken?
Happening.
You gave me something I'm gonna talk about next week, because we got to talk about how we're gonna raise this next week and talk some more about this. So listen, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Ken. Rogers, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, Roger? You want to talk about the elected school board? You said they're gonna be
good,
just like the city council.
Yes, yes. I hear you and Cliff all this talk about the elected school board. What happened to the city council?
What happened to the city council? Well, let me tell you, they got to be held accountable by the people that they represent. If black folks sit down and make them be held accountable, throw them out. If they don't elect us, then that's on us. That's, at least if you got to elect a school board, you get a chance to at least, if they don't represent you, to get them out. Even the state representative, the state did this. The state gave total powers to the mayor. That's what they gave. They don't even go before the city council now. That does not mean, because whatever you think of the city council, we should not have elected school board. I disagree with that.
No. What I'm saying, whatever the mayor put in front of the city council, they eat it.
I can't
understand. So if you're going to have an elected school board,
why don't the mayor do what, sir? You need to slow up. What do you say?
I said, whatever the mayor put on their plate, they eat it.
I don't know. Where you from, Roger?
I'm from Haiti.
We're the same way they be doing over there. You know, post-traumatic slavery syndrome.
I know what's going on.
Thank you, Rogers. You know, it's all over. It's not just here. And sometimes folks try to, and black folks have waged a war, and we fought back. And I don't let nobody else who come over here and don't see how much we've been fighting. And that's why we was able to open up things so everybody can come here, is because of how we fought. And we understand Haiti was enslaved, but Haiti fought too. So it's the same thing. Ken, who is this? Who is this on 6? I don't see a name. Hey. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, who is this?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if Salim Muwakil will be on tonight.
I don't know. You can listen. If he's not down there with us, he will.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm going to play a little bit more of Charles.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm playing this for Charles Bevel, y'all. This has really been something. We're going to continue talking. This is Charles Bevel, y'all.
Watch your face and cold running water. What I see really troubles me. Not many people really wanna be free. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Oh Lord, 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 Lord.
Charles Bevel, y'all.
People in the street say they wanna be.
Come on, y'all.
Cover my eyes and think they're
You're not blind enough, Miss Bennett.
20 billion black children can't even read.
Come on now.
50 billion black dollars spent for liquor, wine, and weed. But I hear really trouble me. Not many people really wanna be free. Oh.
Y'all, do y'all want to be free? Come on, let's fight for it. People don't respect you when you just say it. If they use you, they don't respect you. Our babies. God said he don't want no coward soldiers. That's Charles Bevel, y'all. Hey, we have to fight back, y'all. It's our babies. We got to do that. You know, we can't be cowards. They're a coward and slaves.
Really
Hey, land of the free, in the home of the brave.
But I see cowards and not slaves.
Got some cowards, you have some slaves, y'all. Come on.
Not many people really want to be free.
What I see really killing me. Not many people want to be free. Oh, Lord, 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 have mercy. Come on. Oh, God don't want no coward soldiers. Lord, 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 Charles Bevel, y'all, James Bevel, brother. See, that's our music. Take control of our music. Take control of our music. They have us not feeling that. That's the energy. That's the spirit of God. Y'all, if you're a coward, you'll be slaves. To fight and love yourself don't mean you hate anybody else. But to not fight for yourself means you don't even love yourself. I'm going to try to take Miss Smith. It would be my last call, Miss Smith, because I'm running out of time. But I'm going to try to give you a 30 or 40, 35 seconds or something. Miss Smith?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down. You're going to be my last call here.
All right, great.
Okay, I got but a few minutes. I got a few seconds.
Okay, this is going to be quick.
Mm-hmm. Talk, Ms. Smith. I got to go.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was me. How you doing?
I'm fine.
I just wanted to find out. We don't have any kind of way that we can have a recall on Manu, on our mayor, because I'm getting tired of people thinking that we vote for him. I think that race was rigged. We cannot prove. That's why he did not come in our neighborhoods to campaign, because we already knew that they had it set up. So
I think that he won. I think people thought they was getting help for the president. I think he won. Black folks voted for him. You know, you had these preachers and stuff and business folks and stuff. So, you know, you have to wait till your next election. He won. I don't think he stole the election. I think that black folks,
you know,
I think black folks voted because they want to help the president.
Yeah, some of them did, but I think it was set up. Because he knew even before he got here that he was going to win.
Yeah, well, I tell you what we better do. We better set up and shut up and get out here and fight. You call me back next week, Ms. Smith.
Okay, I agree with you.
Thank you. I want to thank y'all for listening this morning. I've had a wonderful time. I'm going to go get ready, get my hair done, get my nails done, and get ready to go down to the gala, our 50 years anniversary. You can call Ticketmaster Chicago Theater and see whether or not there are any more tickets left. We're going to have a good time tonight. 50 years of celebrating VON. VON was a station that when we got here with Dr. King, we came to VON. Every struggle we've had was VON. If it was not for VON, you would not have Barack Obama. If it was not for VON, you would not have had open housing. VON have been here fighting with us. Lou Palmer, y'all, make a Negro. Hey, what's going on now is enough to make a Negro turn black. John Day, y'all. A lot of people came through here telling a story. And even though you might not agree with all of us all the time, what we say, whether it's Matt, Perry, myself, Saleem, at least there's a voice for black people, different voices for us, and we give you a chance. So I want to tell you, I'll be back next week. Coffee, tea, and a conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tillman. I'll be back next week, and you get up early in the morning at 6 o'clock. It's like fine wine. Reparations now.
Brutality in this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy. What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and for the Africa in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource. So to her people, pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chain, brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave. I've been shackled, been locked in chains, girl. But somehow my soul remains. But is it over now? Over now?
I am an existence, you African descendant. Brought to your shores
fault you hold, tell your business. Beat me till defenseless. You did this for 400 plus. And the bottom of your ships and at the back of your butt, you'll find us with the black face embedded in stuff. Survivor us of America.
The Talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to the Middle East. It's his third trip there in just 2 weeks.
Thank you for listening, everybody. I'll see you all Monday.